How are you? Happy, 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 happy Friday. Woo, I love myself a Friday. I have been dedicated because I don't plan to work on Friday or Monday. I plan a four-day weekend. And lately, I've been slipping in my plan a little bit. And so I've been dedicated lately to really sticking on my schedule so that come Thursday afternoon, I'm done for 4 days. And it's been awesome. Although I'm wearing myself out having fun. Anyway, glad to have you here today. So are you sharing your plans? Are you talking to too many people about what the stuff you want to do? Is it knocking you down? Is it not working for you? Is it coming back to bite you? Stop it. We'll chat about that today, why you should not share your plans with everybody on this, the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Life begins when you move. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, the realist in me, the stoic in me, if you will, recognized something a long, long time ago. I had this idea, this grandiose idea of something I wanted to do. And then it was hard. When I was in high school and I wanted to get into radio, when I wanted to be a DJ, as my mom said, a DJ, emphasis on the J. And I wanted to do that. And then I found out something. I found out that, well, evidently you don't just walk in a radio station and they hire you to be a DJ on the air. Evidently you got to do something to get a job. I only say that because I actually did walk in and said, I want to be on the air. Yeah, I know. I've been doing this a long time. Same behavior again and again. Just walk in and try. But then I realized life got in the way and I had to do other things and I had to, that's what the show's all about. It's kind of, I guess, getting you to just walk in the door and ask for whatever you want, but understanding that life gets in the way and you're going to have to work on it a little bit. And that's what we do every single day around here. It is me, Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. Thank you for stopping by on this, this Friday. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. On Fridays, I always begin. It's a simple question. This is kind of where I live my life, and you do too. I ask, how do I want to feel? Now, by the way, I'm not a tree-hugging kind of guy. I'm not a guy who operates purely and simply on feelings. I don't let my life being ruled by feelings, even though it is all the time, because we're emotional beings to begin with, but I don't let that, you know, guide me too much. But I understand the power is there. I like to have emotions and then go into logic and combine the two. It's like when I decide to buy a new motorcycle or motorhome or something like that. Emotions are saying, go buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. But then I got to sit down and apply the logic to it. Say, okay, well, this makes sense financially. Yep, if it does, we buy it. If not, we don't. So when I ask you to ask that question, how do I want to feel? All I'm saying is, you know, in today's work environment or family environment or wherever you are today, how do you want the outcome to be? And how do you want to feel about that? Be excited? You want to enjoy your day and be happy throughout your day? Have you thought about that? Sometimes when you just ask it, how do I want to feel? The answer is going to be positive. I would hope it's not the other way. I want to feel ick. Don't do that. So ask yourself how you want to feel in any situation and watch how you suddenly will just demand it's that way and it will transform for you. So you shouldn't share your plans. And in the last few years, it has become so popular for people to share every aspect of their lives with others. Social media. Man, it's crazy. Now, I think people have pulled back a bit because it's biting them in the butt. It is. You got to be careful. The internet's forever, right? When it comes to getting what you want in life, keeping your plans to yourself is a really powerful tool. And that comes from a guy who, for the most part, when I show up here on these podcasts, I'm filtering some. I'm not telling you everything that's going on behind the scenes. I'm not, but I certainly reveal a bunch. I'm pretty open about that stuff. Although if you think that I'm sharing everything with you, no, I'm not, never will. It's none of your business. And I think you should hold the same standard. So President's weekend just passed. And was it Valentine's weekend or President's Day week? Whatever it is. It's like winter break for a lot of people. And I got back in. It was a Tuesday. And some folks have sent me some messages from clients that I have. Kind of made me smile. I love my clients. I get a chance to work with them. They're just cool people. They're just cool people. And that's, by the way, my standard. I work with cool people. Number one rule, be nice and be cool. That's it. You know what nice is? You know what cool is. I have the coolest clients on the planet, and I keep them that way. And when I occasionally get one that's not, then I suddenly get busy. They have to go bye-bye. But these notes came in. The first one said, I decided to spend my weekend practicing what I do in private so that I will be praised in public. I've said that before. You probably heard that before, huh? That's something I've said and done many, many times. Let me read it again. I decided to spend my weekend practicing what I do in private so that I will be praised in public. How cool is that? The second client told me they had kind of completed a new project over the weekend. They were heading in a new direction. That was interesting to me because my job kind of is to help them head in new directions. My job is I get involved in their life and we strategize and we build and we just go create what we want to create. That's what we do. So I'm often surprised when they say, yeah, I just went out and did this past weekend. I said, what? They never mentioned it to me. Happens all the time. And God, I love it when that happens. It means I'm doing my job. Yeah, I want to help them. But more importantly, I want them just to get off their butt and go do stuff. They said, I know. I'm learning that nobody needs to know what I'm up to. I'll do it, and they can catch up later. Wow. Nobody needs to know what you're up to. They don't. They don't care. It doesn't matter. I really smiled. It was very cool. Three powerful tools that impact my clients' lives. Number one, practice in private until you're ready to share whatever you're doing with the world. Nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know. When I go to the gym, I've recently been working out really hard. I've been dieting. I've been putting a ton of muscle on. I really transformed my body already in about 3 months and pretty crazy what's happened. Not even close to being done. This is a year-long plan for me. And while I'm at the gym working out, trust me, I'm practicing in private. Nobody needs to know what I'm doing. Nobody's even asked me. I have my plan. I'm doing it. I'm executing it. Does not make any difference. I don't care. The only thing that is cool is when people notice the results I'm getting. I'm just going about my business. This podcast started because I went about my business. I just one day started. I said, I'm going to go do this thing. I felt silly when I did. Are you kidding me? Who am I to do this stuff? 10,000 podcasts ago. That was a good question to ask. 10,000 later? Well, now it's because I did 10,000 podcasts. What else did I learn? There's no need to tell anybody what you're going to do. Just do it. Let them know what you've done later. Hey, what you been up to? Glad you asked. Mm-mm. Amazing how that works. Thirdly, it's easier to get things done when everybody else is busy doing something else, like a holiday weekend maybe, and they're not poking their nose in your business. Long holiday weekends, summer vacations, great places to begin. This has been something I have talked about for years and years and years. When something happens, when suddenly everybody's looking that way, put your nose down and get busy. When nobody's looking what you're doing, when nobody's telling you what to do, when nobody's wondering what you're doing, when they're all paying attention to their own life, you put your nose down and you say, I'm going to make a change to my life. And when everybody looks back to me, I'll be doing something completely different and they'll wonder how I got there. They won't care. Oh, boy, I thought we, not anymore. I've changed my life. Powerful stuff. You can do whatever you want to do in your life, and you don't need anybody's permission or approval to go make it happen. Your destiny is 100% up to you. Now, a lot of you already get this concept, but there are many, many more that are spending way too much time Googling and listening to podcasts and all kinds of other stuff and getting your opinion shaped by that instead of doing your own thing. So if that's you, if you hear me right now, stop it. Close your door. Put your noise-canceling headphones on, whatever it takes to get you in your own place, and do what you want to do, and just expect that the results will arrive. They'll wonder where the hell you came from. Very powerful tool to have. Well, all right. I want you to get out. Have a great weekend. I will do the same thing. I've been just busy, 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 and I think it's time for some motorcycle riding before it gets way too hot here in Florida. In summertime, we ride all winter long. I know you guys up north are like, what? Motorcycle riding?
Yeah, in the summertime, we kind of put it away, but I still got a couple more months of some riding, so that's what's going to happen for me this weekend. You have a great weekend. I will see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.